we got a chance to stand on this platform that God has built under our feet, and we say, we have no intention or desire to go anywhere else. We are so proud to make music that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we only do it because of the people that did it before us.
Well, that was the voice of Logan Kane, just one member of the Singing Siblings Kane. We caught up with the Contemporary Christian Music Group at one of the stops on the 2024 Winter Jam Tour to have a conversation about their musical journey and to talk about their latest album. That project is called Jesus Music.
Kane, you guys grew up singing together?
These two did.
Yeah.
We are siblings, and mm-hmm. It may not come across now because of my desperate need for attention, but when I was little, I was really shy. Mm. And so the girls would sing, and it wasn't until maybe I was 8 or 9 years old that I thought, oh, everybody at the family gathering loves it when they sing. I'd like some of that attention. And so I tried to get in, but...
we were a duo, and we had started our own wedding band.
we only
got to do one wedding. It didn't go so well, so then we were like, auditions are open if you'd like to join. And then,
believe it or not, it wasn't until college that we started singing together as a three-part thing. And we would do things, but Logan would always play drums. And so it would just be like, all right, me and Taylor, and then Logan, you're on the drums. And then one day we tried it, and it was, okay, this sounds good.
Nice. I know your dad's a pastor. Mm-hmm. Did he see it in you before you saw it in you? Or?
I think we're realizing
totally
that now.
Did.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, it is funny when you look back every home video, we are getting some piece of musical equipment.
Yeah, every Christmas, every birthday.
Yeah. Every chance. Yeah. And, you know, our dad, like, what an amazing guy. Now seeing what it's like when you have a platform. Dad would just say, hey, I want you guys to come up, and like, I know that you just are learning how to play an instrument, but I want to give you the chance to do this in a worship setting. So we're all three. We have video of us on stage at like 8, 9, and 10 trying to play instruments and worship with
That's it, really. I think I'm so thankful that Dad didn't esteem his church or his stage or his congregation above like us. And we felt that value at a really early age.
I just heard you say 8, 9, and 10, so you guys are just 1 year apart?
We are, Irish triplets, I guess they call us.
Yes.
Wow.
And I didn't even understand fully what that meant for Mom and Dad until I have a year and a half year old, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine already having a six-month-old.
Another one.
And then, you know, so when Taylor... There was a time when Taylor was two, I was one, and Mom had a newborn, you know, and three diapers, all of that stuff.
So not all heroes wear capes, but most of them wear aprons. That's what we've heard, right?
That's a lot of sacrifice for them, but
so
we
much,
have benefited
man.
Being close. Mm-hmm. We were homeschooled for a period of time, then we went into public school, and we all shared classes because we were so close in age.
Mm-hmm. And I remember a time when I was going to go to college. I got a full ride to go sing somewhere, but I was like, you know, I'm going to study something in the medical field. And my dad, like, he's like, that's great, but is this what you really want to do? Because he said, I feel like you're called to do music. And I was like, I know I am too. But I just, there's so many worries and like, well, how am I going to make a living and all of these things. And it was just amazing to have parents that were like, hey, don't worry about that. If you know that this is what God's called you to do, see it through, and He will provide. Mm-hmm. And so we all just followed each other, and we went to college. And honestly, that's where we started singing together. So I'm so glad that I didn't really think about that until just now. But we could have gone separate places and not really seen the three part harmony. Like that's such a cool gift.
Yeah, we might not have ever sung together, and we wouldn't now. And I'm just realizing, even as we're talking to you now, how. What an intimidating concept to actually trust God with your children. That is something that, like, I have two little girls. Mm. And it's something that we like to talk about as Christian people. But in practice, to be able to say, like, no, God, I'm, you know, that our parents made so much sacrifice so we would want for nothing. But even still, all of that, at some point, they had to open their hands and let us be given over to God so that He could do what He wanted with us. And I'm just thankful.
That's beautiful. And now, all three of your parents on tour, and kids come with.
Yes. That's not our kid that you're speaking.
Yes. Someone else's kid.
Somebody else's kid.
A kid that lives here in the arena.
Ours is
a wild
asleep.
Animal.
For the longest time, it felt like when you're trying to do music, kids are discouraged. Even if it's so subtly, no one in the industry is excited for you to bring children out on the road, or that's how it felt.
Right.
And then when we decided to give music to God, then it didn't feel right once we knew we were starting a family to be like, okay, kids, y'all hang back. We're going to go do our thing. And then especially when we have newborns, you can't, you know, what are you going to do? Do you either stay home? And so we had a contract come up where we wanted to do it, but to bring a second bus meant that we were going to break even or worse, lose money doing it. But we decided just to do it and to lose the money, but we made the money in merch sales. It was just really crazy how it worked out. Yes, where it could have been something that was a loss. That's sort of the verse of like, seek my kingdom first and all these things will be added to you. We got to see that work out
Absolutely.
In real life.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You guys' latest project is called Jesus Music.
Okay.
Tell me about Jesus Music.
What is
Jesus Music? As if
music.
I don't know, but what is Jesus Music?
That's a part of why, when we sat down to talk about what would be the title of that album, we sort of said, well, let's call it Jesus Music because that's what it is. And I think that it fills me with so much joy to hear you say that, because regionally and even globally, there are things that maybe get lost in translation, but Jesus Music, it means to you what it means to us, and to us it literally meant what raised us. I think that's why we're so excited about it, is we got a chance to stand on this platform that God has built under our feet, and we say we have no intention or desire to go anywhere else. We are so proud to make music that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we only do it because of the people that did it before us. And I think those two statements sum up who we are, and I'm proud of our first record. I really am. But it was 10 songs that were chosen out of 100 that were written over an 18-month period. But this was our first chance to tell one big story about who we are.
Yeah.
And that, so it just makes me so thankful that we'll look back at this years from now and say, like, the first time they asked us who we were, we got to say, we love and make Jesus music.
Yeah.
And the single that's popular at the moment is called Anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me about that song. What's the story behind it?
You want to do it?
Well, I've been talking a ton.
It's
so
your
don't
turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we've talked about our kids a lot, but this was the first songwrite we had since having kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were writing with Matthew West and Jeff Pardo, and it was just amazing. Those guys know us really well, and how cool that we get to write with Matthew West. It's just crazy what all God's done in our life. But he just was saying, like, write about your love for your kids, because that is how God sees you. And I've heard that, but it's just sometimes it's too good to be true. And I cannot believe that my daughter, like, when she's just reckless and given the attitude that I told you about earlier, there's still nothing she could do to try to earn more of my love. It's just, my love is like, it's yours. And so to really think that God sees us that way, it's just really fun. We get to sing it every night out here, and you can see, I hope you can just feel that it's connecting with people, where they're looking into the sky like, okay, God is really singing this over me, and I think it's starting to set in.
What are the testimonies you're hearing about what that song has done, on tour or people listening at home?
There was a guy that came to meet us, and he was just talking about driving down the road. He's had a long battle with addiction, and I feel like when you struggle with something that's ongoing, it can make you feel like, okay, God, it's me saying I'm sorry again. This is my day zero or my day one again. Mm. And he was just saying that song hit him in the car of like a father's love for him. And so, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really awesome.
I got a chance to do something on Father's Day, as I was the new father on the panel, and gosh, I just sat there with my mouth shut and my ears open. But one of the guys said on the panel, he said, the world right now is desperately missing the blessing that the Father gave Jesus when he came up out of the river. When he said, there, that's my son in whom I'm well pleased. And Jesus had not yet done a single thing in his ministry.
Mm.
And he was saying there, we are walking around on planet Earth, boys, girls, you name it, everybody is desperate for that approval, and God is in a hurry to give it to you before you did anything to earn it. Not so that you could boast, right, but that we can boast in Christ. So it was just like, when that concept, when he said that to me last year, and then now I get to go and sing it, and it's just different for me now, especially, yes, with our kids, but when I'm looking around and I'm seeing every age represented, from what, 2 to 92, isn't that the old?
Yeah.
Every face, like you said, they're not looking at us. They're looking over us towards where they feel like this approval is coming from. And I just feel very, very appreciative that we get to be a part of that.
Well, I think, too, we struggle with comparison all the time. And you think you would get to a level of artistry.
Sure.
Where that would go away. Or you would reach some status.
Yeah.
But it just gets worse, I think. And so it's really been cool to see, like, the music that we write. Mm-hmm. It takes on another life and a testimony in us. And I think we're working on being confident in what we know that God wants us to say to people, not what's popular. You're just constantly having to fight that. And that could go for any line of work. But it's just, what is God telling me? I could ask constantly lots of questions and get feedback. But, like, what is God telling us? And that's a message for everybody right now, I think.
What's this journey been like? You guys were going to walk away from music at one point, correct?
That's right. Yeah. I think that there's this realization that you have when you're nearing 30 of like, oh, when am I going to be real with myself that I have not made it? And I need to start working towards a career if I'm going to provide for myself. I can't just be living off of credit cards and working these jobs where it's like, okay, I went to college. I could really do this. But we have been working really hard, just driving in a van, playing in bars. We were pursuing country music. And we had scrounged together $5,000 to record our latest project. And we just felt God in the form of our manager saying, hey, I just want to be honest with you guys. When I hear you singing the songs that you've written, they sound so heavy and you're so serious. But at the time, we started leading worship at a church. And he was like, when I see you lead worship, you guys are smiling and you're dancing. Have you considered writing Christian music? And at the time, that was so frustrating to hear because I just spent all of this money. And I wasn't in the mood to start over. And there's no guarantee that if I write Christian music, all I'm basically saying is that whatever work you've done, you need to start over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that made me irritated to do it. So we took a month where we just kind of quit. I mean, basically,
we didn't talk to each other. We didn't talk about business. We didn't. We literally fasted and prayed and that's the other part of the story that I think is for me now. I can see on the other side of it is that, you know, we were trying to be faithful over what we thought was the opportunity God had opened in the first place. And that our grandfather worked in country music, and so we're raised on Jesus music and feeling a little bit like strangers in this land anyway, but okay, maybe this is where you have us, God. And then when this ended, we thought, okay, well, maybe it was just for that season. But then to see that God had not wasted anything that we had been through. I think the journey that we've been on, you asked us to start, and we're still on it. I'm thankful we're still here. I think my definition of success is longevity. Personally, because the most successful thing I know of is the ministry of Jesus, and it's still here long after he's gone. And there's a part of that that's like, man, we're just still sticking around, and God has us here for, it may be different tomorrow than it is today, but we're so glad to still be here doing this. And I feel a call this year for us. God gave me this vision of, rather than reaching up towards the people you esteem, starting to reach down towards the people that are. It's like we're in this shift. This will be 5 years now of us, which will equal the amount of time that we were kind of in the wilderness before. And in this year, I feel God really turning the page for us and saying, like, I didn't just teach you so that you would know. I taught you so that you could disciple as well. So I don't know. I hope that doesn't sound puffed up. It just feels like that is the season we're moving into on this journey, is that we're thankful to be new and fresh, but I think we're sensing the weight and the responsibility of continuing to pass on the ministry to people that'll be here after we're gone.
And doesn't that cause some of that insecurity is when you're trying to get people that you think are cool to like you?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, just be yourself. And then there are plenty of people that are working their way up or that are your peers that would love to work with you. Mm-hmm. Work with people that want to work with you. Instead of just being like, please.
Or how much will we have benefited in those 5 years from somebody saying, hey, be yourself. Mm. Be authentic to who you are.
Yeah. That's true.
So
give good advice. It's good.
I'm excited.
You guys are sharing your story in Chasing Cane.
Yes.
Chasing is exactly what our parenting style has become.
It is just so funny. I remember, like, you see the Kardashians, and you're just like, that must be so easy. And then you have cameras following you around, and it was like, this is so hard. And we, like, captured a real fight on the show, and it was like, oh, boy, this is, like, so real. But it's fun. If you watch it, you're going to get to see everything. And, like, our individual personalities come out. I really like that. I like the sibling dynamic part
of it. I like the story that it tells. It would be like, okay, if you guys want to get to know us really quickly, watch those episodes, and then you'll get a full background on what we have going on. But my husband was kind of the star of the show.
He certainly likes to think so. He's been my best friend since we were kids. He's stellar.
Question for you. For each of you, if you could only listen to one Kane song for the rest of your life, what song is that going to be? I want to hear from each of you. Only one.
Only one. And it's going to be on repeat.
I know.
Now, I have lived this. I can empathize to all of my parents out there who have said, hey, we listened to your song 25 times on the way to school this morning. We went through a short season where all we wanted to hear was I'm So Blessed. And when you've heard it more than 5 times in a row, it's nails on a chalkboard, so I'm sorry to you guys at home.
Yeah.
Thankful to be out of that season myself. I don't know. What would you pick?
You only get one.
You only get one.
Okay. We have a song on Jesus Music called Made for Heaven, and I think it may be my favorite.
That's pretty good.
I don't listen to our music outside of when you're getting that right. When you're getting the mix done, and you listen to it a lot, and then you don't hear it again, but I so enjoy the music of Made for Heaven. That's maybe my favorite. Yeah.
Okay, I'm probably going to regret this, but if I had to listen over and over again, I think Blessed Assurance from our live project.
Mm.
I think maybe because it's a hymn and we didn't write it.
Right.
And so I can just I don't have to be like so harsh on
listening.
Take
your name off of it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a song on Jesus Music called Lifeline, and it's really easygoing. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. Yeah,
it's got great lyrics, but I will find myself looping it a few times because it's got those
like a rolling 12-string guitar.
12-string guitars, and it's very, like, it makes me...
It's light, yeah.
I just love that song, too. So, Lifeline.
Good deal. Now, my last question for you is, for each of you again, if you could go back in time and speak to the younger you, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, wow.
Okay. So good. Okay.
I have so much advice for myself.
Keep stretching physically. I am stove up. Like, I am completely, like, I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm like, yes. I'm trying to look at Taylor, and I'm not even making
your neck
the
hurts.
Whole way.
So I'm just barely get my legs at a 90-degree angle just to sit in this chair.
Yeah, I mean, that is not, I mean, we do this, like, dance on stage, and it is taking so much effort for me to move my body. So I am like, I don't know, maybe like, not
that's
even
deep.
My
that's
younger
deep,
you,
though.
But like 7 years younger, make some changes. Okay, you know?
New Year's resolution, it's not too late.
Yeah. Y'all really cover the spirituality. I'm going to be over here just
literally stretching. There you go.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think I may have already stolen my own answer, but that's a big, like, thing for me right now, is that authenticity. I see it in other people and admire it so much that there's your best self is your most comfortable and authentic self, because you aren't going to be everybody's cup of tea. You just aren't. And by changing who you are to try to get that approval, even if you get it, it's for something you're not. I read a book once where they talked about you wear a mask to get love, and the love goes on the mask, and then when you go home and take the mask off, the love comes off as well. And so being able to just be comfortable in who you are, you know, you become all things to all people that you might win some. And I think that that's the thing, is I'm telling myself now to be authentic. I certainly wish I would have back then.
That's good.
The okay. final word.
Stretching.
Final word.
Stretching.
Stretching.
No, stretching.
Final word. I think looking back, there were parts of touring, starting out in the beginning, that I was just kind of, I was so stressed about how I was going to get to the next place that those memories, I don't really have them as strongly as I thought I would. Looking back, because it shows I was way more focused on like, well, how are we going to make it through this time to get to a tour bus? Like all the little steps I can remember. So I would just say like, just enjoy it. Because you will get there. If you believe in God and you work, you will get to whatever your next step is.
He will finish it, yeah.
And then the other one is just like, maybe don't get a dog until you're done with touring.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
Why do you need a pet right now?
Did you get a dog?
I am paying for someone.
You're essentially buying a dog for someone else. Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're paying for someone to watch your dog. Hallelujah.
And so there's somebody that comes and stays in my house. So my sweet dog doesn't have to be like drug all about. Yes. And you come back and the blinds are just a little bit different. And so it's, I never see her, but I can tell someone's been there. And so anyways, you're just constantly home for 24 to 48 hours at a time and you're just kind of fixing the house back up how you had it and then you leave. So
cool. Words of wisdom.
Yeah. Words of wisdom.
Yes.
I love it. I'll say this. My favorite song is 10 and 2.
I didn't know that you like listen.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
That makes me
Thank
so happy.
Thank you for listening to the record.
Sorry to our headphone users.
Oh, yeah.
There. I don't know if
okay, were you ready for the third verse? Were you like, okay, this is going to be pulling out
down the
driveway?
Road,
I remember the times. So,
okay.
Yeah. I was just like,
oh, yeah, because you've got one.
Yeah, I got two. Oh, I'm thinking
one.
I remember.
One about to be driving out the driveway
like,
now,
oh,
huh?
Gosh,
well,
yes.
So we did a lyric video with that with home video footage from our kids, and I've only been able to watch it one time because I just had tears straight. It just is so,
it's
that
so pure.
Song, it is so real about that. I remember the drive home from the hospital, and you're just
so
like, and you're just kind of like sitting back there, and it's a mixture of excitement and then just like, oh, I'm so wigged out right now that I am not used to having you. What are you? Who are you? I just love
him
well,
so
much.
Well, thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you. I was like, I remember leaving the hospital and kind of thinking, you all are coming with us.
Oh,
right.
Nervous.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because like, they would come and take the child so you can sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
This thing's coming with us.
Baby. All right. So we're getting him out.
So
funny. Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Your father.
Yeah, last question.
Just 10 more minutes, please.
No, but Jared and I ask each other all the time, like, okay, what if you could pause or fast forward or rewind time, what would you do as far as our life with him? And he's the age right now where I'm like, I think I would pause this for a year. And then keep going because I don't want to go back to newborn,
but
even though I loved it.
But it's going to get better. That's what
but
happens.
It's
like that's
so
what everybody says. It's better.
So.
Totally. We started our 4-month regression with my second this morning.
He's been up all night. So.
That's all right. Someday they'll come back and change my diapers, and then it'll all be worth it. I don't know if you can say that.
Now, I remember when my son, living in Chattanooga at a time where many things were not 24 hours, and he would start to cry, and I wanted my wife to get some sleep because she had been up, and I was like, well, we're going to go for a ride at 1 o'clock in the morning, because somehow
the car
was the only thing, and there I am driving around.
You're looking at yourself in the rear view,
so
and you're like, how
funny.
Did I get here? Yeah. Why did I picked this.
Yes. And then we discovered that if you put them on top of the dryer, that also helped.
That's what happened. Turned out good.
Is it your oldest?
Yes.
The oldest
yes.
is always just the problem.
That's right. Yeah. Holding it down.
Yeah. Well, thank,
thank
you.
Guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. I loved it.
You,
thank you.
Again, Kane's newest project is called Jesus Music. It's available wherever you purchase, download, or stream your listening material. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Conversations from Studio 5. It's your weekly destination for uplifting interviews in the world of lifestyle and entertainment with a focus on faith. Hope you join us again right here next week for Conversations from Studio 5, where hip-hop artist Lecrae will be joining us. For more information on the show, please be sure to check out our Facebook page. You can also find us on Instagram. simply by searching Studio 5. We'll see you next week right here on the podcast.